Thunder Bay. 81 seconds into their semifinal game against the Northwest Explorers, the Credit River Capitals were down 2 goals and on their heels. It didn't faze them. Slowly but surely, they began to take control of the play, forcing their hockey Northwestern Ontario opponents to spend more time with the puck in their own zone. Ultimately, it paid off. The Capitals scored 3 unanswered goals, including Noah Gennaro's game winner with 2:12 to go in regulation, sending Credit River into Monday's gold medal game at the Ontario Winter Games in Thunder Bay. "We're really good at coming back from tough positions, and we really stay with the game plan and go with the team. That helps us with the game, and we come back and we put our goals in when we need to," said Gennaro, who is tied for the Winter Games lead with 5 goals in 4 appearances. "Having a chance to play for gold is what they came to Northern Ontario to do, and the 14-year-old defenseman said that's what they're gunning for after Sunday's semifinal win at Fort William Gardens. "It means a lot," he said. "It's really exciting. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us." For the first few minutes of the contest, it looked like the opportunity might be squandered. The Explorers came out with their guns a-blazing. Brady Nash, a speedy forward with a blistering shot, picked up the puck along the left side and unleashed a laser of a wrist shot that caught Credit River goaltender Aaron Archer off guard. 56 seconds later, the Explorers were at it again, with an odd man rush into enemy territory. Owen Trevisanetto, who scored twice in their 6-2 tournament opening win over Credit River on Friday, buried a rebound after a scramble in front of Archer, and the Explorers led 2-0. The Capitals did get one back before the period ended. Carter Cochran picked up a loose puck and went in alone on Northwest goaltender Kynan McGillivray, firing the puck into the twine to cut the Explorers' lead in half. The 1-goal advantage held through a scoreless second period, the Explorers failing to score on a 53-second 5-on-3 power play early in the middle frame. The equalizer came after the Explorers failed to clear the puck from their own zone, Jonah Taglarino finding the back of the net with 6:16 to go in regulation. Overtime was not meant to be. Gennaro ripped a high shot through traffic from the right faceoff circle, sending it past a screened McGillivray. Northwest coach Ed Atwill pulled his goaltender at that point, but the Explorers couldn't tie things up and will settle for a shot at bronze. "I think they're a bit more prepared for closer games and the speed of the games," Atwill said. "But we fought hard and our goaltender, again, played well. We're happy with that, and we're going to show some pride tomorrow and come and try to win a bronze medal." The Explorers will take on Ottawa Myers Automotive, who were blanked 4-0 by Team Noah from Sudbury in the other semifinal. The bronze medal game is scheduled for 10 a.m. at the Gardens, and the gold medal game goes at noon. First period. Scoring, 1. Northwest, Nash 5, Godick, 0:25. 2. Northwest, Trevisanetto 3, Vortman, Nash, 1:21. 3. Credit River, Cochran, Francie, 10:11. Penalties. Williamson NWE, cross-checking, 2:41, Gout CRC, head contact, 5:28. Second period. Scoring, no scoring. Penalties. Willett NWE, interference, 0:35, Graham CRC, slashing, 4:05, McMillan CRC, boarding, 5:12, Sullivan NWE, tripping, 12:23. Third period. Scoring, 4. Credit River, Taglarino, Drennan, Gennaro, 8:44. 5. Credit River, Gennaro 5, Juarez, Francie, 12:48. Penalties. None. Game data, SOG, Credit River the 9th to the 9th of June 24, Northwest the 7th to the 7th of April 18. Power plays, goals chances, Credit River, 0-3, Northwest, 0-3, goaltenders, Credit River, Aaron Archer, Northwest, Kynan McGillivray, A, 500, estimated,